This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate governance news of the week comes to us Dateline Redmond, Washington, Microsoft World Headquarters, where the company has announced that Satya Nadella is going to be the new chairman of the board. Those who are attentive to these kinds of things will know that Nadella's already got kind of a big job. Being Microsoft's CEO probably takes up a whole lot of his time. So how does it work exactly when one person's got both of those jobs? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on that one.
A CEO's job is to run a company. A chair's job is to run the board of directors, which as a group has a lot of responsibilities. Rita McGrath teaches strategy at Columbia Business School.
You know, advise on strategy, monitor performance, oversee finance and controls. Boards have a huge job to do in terms of compliance and audit, and evaluate management.
Which includes hiring and firing CEOs. So you could see how things might get complicated when the chair of the board is the CEO. McGrath says this arrangement can be risky in other ways.
I write a lot about how companies can miss things. And a lot of times it's because the leaders are isolated from reality. They're not exposed to what's really going on. And that effect is only magnified if you've got that much power concentrated in one person. Now, by all accounts, that isn't the kind of leader Nadella is, but it does increase the risk.
In the case of Microsoft, the company will have an independent director on the board who can hold meetings without chairman and CEO Satya Nadella. Now, it's worth saying here, chairs don't actually have much formal unilateral power. Boards make decisions as a group, and chairs don't get the final say or a veto. But they tend to have a lot of influence. Edward Rock at the Institute for Corporate Governance and Finance at NYU says it's kind of like this.
What is the formal power of the Queen of England? Very little. But that doesn't mean the Queen of England isn't really, really important in English society, English politics, and English government. And the chair is in some respects like that.
He says there is a counterargument, by the way, a reason people say it's good to have the CEO also be chair, that maybe you don't want two centers of power in a company. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.